So North Melbourne and the Crows yesterday, no surprise result, but, gee, 5,000 people.
Yeah, look, we know that, yeah, it's a tough gig for North Melbourne at the moment, isn't it? Obviously, they aren't in good form, and Tassie won an AFL team. So it's a recipe for disaster, really, at the moment, having these games in Tasmania, and it just goes to prove that Eddie McGuire's plan to bring North Melbourne here for 11 games just
won't
work.
No.
It wouldn't work. So I think we can all nip that in the bud and realise that it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Your Eagles getting a win.
Yeah, they did. Hopefully we can play Essendon every week and still be right then. But they were pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
We've got the Eagles of old there for a while, and the scoreboard probably doesn't do it justice that we only won by 10 points. Essendon got a couple of late goals and are in pretty much control from that last quarter onwards and are going to win. So, yeah, a great result. I don't want to win two anymore, Darren. I'd like to get a good draft in the year. But,
yeah.
But nice to get a win all the same.
It's getting to that stage. No doubt the game of the week has been Geelong and Richmond. Cracking game.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? And all the talk's been about Tom Stewart and his hit on Dion Prestia. I think he has to get a minimum of 4 weeks for that, you'd think.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. It's obviously going to go straight to the tribunal. But, you know, we'll talk about Origin in a minute, but we saw the sin bin.
Well, I was about to bring that up with you. Yeah, so
yeah.
What do you think? I mean, I think it's probably time because there's not enough penalty for in that case, Richmond. I mean, just get a free kick. That's it.
Yeah, and that's the point. Tom Stewart goes on to be one of the best on the ground. And Geelong win a close game. So had Richmond not lost Prestia, they might well have won the game. So you're right. The penalty comes, but not in the moment. And that's when the advantage is received by the other team, I suppose. So Kane Corns was big on this on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday, saying it's time for a sin bin.
Yeah.
And it might not even be used once a year. It might be that rare it doesn't get used at all. But to have it there in place for instance, what we saw on Saturday might be a good thing.
Yep, I reckon. All right, so that means after the round, so Melbourne back on top, yeah.
Yeah, they are. So, obviously we spoke about that game on Friday, but, Brisbane Lions just, were nowhere on Thursday night. But how good's the ladder right now, Darren? Melbourne's on 44, so a game clear. Then you've got Geelong, Brisbane, Fremantle and Carlton all on 40 points.
Yeah.
So second to fifth place are all equal, which is just sets up a ripping back half of the year. And obviously Collingwood jumped into the eight with that big win yesterday over the GWS. So Sydney, Collingwood, the Bulldogs wind out the top eight. So Richmond out, and St Kilda's had a fall from grace, haven't they? They started the season so well. They're in 10th at the moment after a really poor loss on Saturday.
Yeah. So it's shaping up to be a great final series for teams, just outside the eight to try and get in there for a start. No TSL on the weekend, so we'll go to State of Origin. Even game first half, New South Wales too good second half, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sin bin probably changed the game.
Yeah.
When you lose a player, it makes it... New South Wales didn't take full advantage of it till probably the dying moments of the 10 minutes. Obviously, it was over the tiny bit in the first half and most of the second half, the start of the second half of the sin bin. So
They
eventually broke the game open, and from that point, they were unstoppable, weren't they? So obviously, sets up. It's always nice when we've got the decider in game three. So looking forward to that in a couple of weeks' time back up in Queensland.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, so let's go to basketball. Now, Thunder, they lost to Geelong and Nunna Wadding on the weekend. They're back at home this Saturday night at Ulverston to play Dandenong. But the Chargers are on the charge. They got 2 from 2 on the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, they're going well, the Chargers. They've got their full team in town. They're second on the ladder, actually, the Chargers. So they're absolutely flying. 9 wins and 3 losses. Mount Gambier, the only team ahead of them. And they're on 10 wins and 2 losses. So, all things going really nicely. The Thunder now, though, they've got, they're having a tough year of it, 5 wins and 7 losses after their 12 games. But obviously, we know they've had their issues as well with injury and that sort of thing. So, with Matt Kenyon there now, Fab Kristalik and Sean McDonald, at least they're starting to get some names into the side. And hopefully, they can, turn things around and get some more wins before the season's out.
That's right. It's not over yet. NPL. Devonport 2, Launceston City 1. So close game there for the Strikers. That leaves them in second spot, so Glenorchy's still on top of that ladder.
Yeah, look, we spoke about that on Friday, didn't we, how often it's tough for teams to go to Launceston City and get the win. So while it was a narrow one, they'll be pretty happy just to escape with the 3 points out of that one, I reckon, the Strikers, particularly with their schedule the last few weeks too. It's been pretty full on for them. And to be where they are at the moment, they're in a really good position, obviously.
Yeah, I watched the Matildas game on the weekend. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, no.
Oh, lucky you didn't. They lost 7-0 to Spain, so big reality check. I mean, sure, they didn't have Sam Kerr and some of their other stars.
Yeah.
But 7-0, they're going to have to be a lot better than that to do some work in the World Cup, that's for sure. You know, it's you think teams are going great, and then all of a sudden they play one of the big guns, and then you see how things are in reality, I guess.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, mate. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Good on you. Thanks, Darren.